So, my darlings, welcome. On this cold night, it's starting to feel like late fall. So, tonight, in honor of our beloved Barry, who some of you may not know, he's moving to Hoboken.
Oh, no!
So this is his last, like, easy to get to regular class.
Yeah, I'll still be coming. Yeah. I just won't be here as frequently.
So I asked him what would be his favorite chant. So he said Ganesha Sharanam. Mm-hmm. So I thought, great. And then I thought, well, how perfect to constellate class around Ganesha as a way of blessing him as he moves into this new beginning, new chapter of his life. So that was all fun. What I completely forgot is that everything from the studio is packed away. So I could hardly find any Ganesha chant, you know, words to more of the heavy-duty mantras. I think everybody here is fine, because everybody here knows it. And then I thought I'd bring some interesting text, but of course all my books are packed away, so... So, I realized we would let Ganesha as a portal into the lower depths of being run the entire show this evening without any intervention on my behalf. I did want to say a little bit about when I sent the email reminder for class, and I think it's the first time I've ever referred to a deity field as a portal. And I think it's a very nice distinction, and it's another lovely way to think of the deity fields as portals. I like the metaphor of deity field because I like the notion of different fields of consciousness within the greater, vast landscape of our being. I like that imagery of the different deity fields, different fields, like Lakshmi. Maybe she's a field of roses. And Saraswati, maybe she's a field of lilies. Not that I even need to use the gender word she. That power which is personified as a deity field. So, portal into is very nice also. It's another level. And the mantras are such portals. They're sonic portals. We all know this. That really do have that vortex-like, rippling, spinning, Spanda-esque-ing property of portaling us into deeper and deeper fields within the greater landscape of this whole complex mind-body tapestry. So it's a nice way to think of the deities, and maybe we'll talk about them more over the coming months. And the only other thing I wanted to say tonight somehow seemed relevant. I got an email from someone I went to high school with. It was a Facebook message. Probably you're all too young to have ever heard of Alan Block, but he was a sandal maker in Greenwich Village. He had this really interesting shop, I think it was on West 4th Street, and he made custom-made sandals inspired by Roman sandals. And he was also a folk musician. And in fact, Bob Dylan hung out in his shop. It was like this very cool, folky place where you never knew who was going to be there. And sometimes it's just music was happening, and sometimes sandals were happening. And I, of course, was desperate to have a pair of Alan Block sandals. And my father actually took me. And you would go, he'd measure your feet. He had pieces of cardboard. And you would just take your shoes, and you'd put your feet on the cardboard things, and he'd trace your feet. And he'd make these, you had to come back, and he'd make the soles and the straps. And it was this whole mystique. And the whole place had a mystique. So I was probably 16 years old when I got my first and only pair of Allen Block sandals. And I probably haven't thought of Allen Block in at least 40 years. He died this week, along with everybody else who seems to be dying this month. And so this old high school friend, Facebook messages me to say, did you see the obituary about Allen Block? I'll never forget the day I went with you to pick up your sandals. And I'm like, I don't even remember the day I went to pick up my sandals. And then she had also messaged me back in March, which I didn't even remember this message. And it was something about, I'll never forget the wall in your bedroom that you used to write on, which I totally didn't remember. I have this vague, right, I think I started probably scribbling a poem or something on the wall, and my mother, who was all about free expression or whatever, encouraged it. So I guess the wall became something we wrote on until it got painted over. But honestly, I don't remember that wall at all. Which got me thinking about impression and perception, and how for her these two moments in our life as friends were so profound. Here we are all these years later, she still remembers it like it was yesterday. And me, it was my sandals in my bedroom wall. I don't remember it at all. I mean, I remember it now, and she reminds me. That's the mind. That's impression. It's so profound. That's perception. It gets me thinking about, when I was coming over here tonight, it was so cold, and I didn't wear a warm enough jacket. And then there were the leaves, there was like a big pile of leaves where I would have parked my car. And I didn't want to park too far away if people were going to get cushions. So I ended up bringing all the cushions in. So, you know me, this is like my worst nightmare. I hate schlepping, and I'm having to deal with all these cushions. So, I'm cold, and I'm just like, ugh. So my mind goes into its negativity dance, like, I can't do this, and I'm too old, and why didn't I have Dana come and help me? What was I thinking? And And so this went on for probably the first load of pillows. And then I kind of caught myself, and I just said, what are you doing? Just like, change your mind. Change your perception. Patanjali book 2, right? When a negative thought arises, meet it with the opposite. So I said, oh, it feels so good out here. The air is so invigorating. I'm so happy to be bringing the pillows in. How lovely. And everything shifted. And perception. We can change the world by changing our mind. Every time we shift into that present moment, I mean, once I met the quote-unquote negative thought with its positive, the whole thing exploded, and I was just in the present moment. I didn't need the polarity dance. I was just bringing in the cushions and opening up the harmonium and sitting down. Which is all life is, that's what it is. It's bringing in the cushions and setting up the harmonium and sitting down. We create so much drama around that. It's amazing. It's amazing how much drama we can create about nothing. We all know this. So in honor of change and new beginnings and the great wisdom of our inner being that knows everything and only wants us to just sit down and take out the harmonium and start to sing instead of going through the whole litany that has absolutely no relevance to the present moment. So in honor of all that, and to bless Barry as he moves into this new chapter of his life, let us sing Ganesha. Sharanam.